Saturday, October 9th, 2021. Here we go. Rope climbs and running. What could be simpler? This is going to be a fantastic day. Here's, I should mention this. The workout of the day, it says it's for time, but then it also says or not. And we do that once a week. And why we do that is it's a wonderful physical and mental just stress relief of getting into the gym, working out for just the love and physical benefit of working out, the health benefits, without that crazy suffocating pressure of always trying to beat the clock. I have found that people's sustainability is far greater when at least once a week they allow themselves to just shut the clock off and move. You'll be fine. Fitness will be achieved. However, if you woke up just ready to tear the head off a dragon and you want to get after it, by all means time it. I'm good to go, but here we are. Here's the workout of the day. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Reps for time, or not, of a rope climb, a 15-foot rope climb. After each set of rope climbs, you do a 400-meter run. So you would start the clock, do 5 rope climbs, 400-meter run, 4 rope climbs, 400-meter run, 3, then a run, 2, then a one, excuse me, 2, then a run, 1, then a run. And of course, we have other equipment conversions. In case you can't run, you can go ahead and bike, row, do what you need to do. We've got a video showing a couple different styles of rope climbs. This is using your feet, by the way. This is not legless. So you're going to get in 15 rope climbs and 5 400-meter runs. It's a great day. Super fitness robot time, 16 minutes or less. More likely time in the neighborhood of 26 minutes. And I gave today as the option to do the not for time because if you can do rope climbs or the modifications of pull-ups or whatnot, but it's just going to take you a while, but that's it, well, then that's okay. Just like a strength day or a heavy day takes a while, this is just a day to build capacity with your body weight pulling. And so if you got to wait around a bit at the bottom of the rope before you can do another one, but you're going to get them in and be safe the whole time, then don't run the clock. That's a great day to build capacity, and those days are important. Again, not every day has to be, well, I got to beat this time that Pat said I put out there, and if I don't beat the time, it's not a good day. Don't get into that mindset. Scaled option. Let's say that you can't do rope climbs. For time, 25 chest to bar pull-ups, regular pull-ups or ring rows, 400-meter run, then 20 chest to bar pull-ups, pull-ups or ring rows, 400-meter run, then 15, 400-meter run, then 10, 400-meter run, then 5, 400-meter run. And we've got videos showing all of those movements, and including a video how to get a pull-up in case you don't have one. When choosing all of those movements, I would say, especially since it's a potential not for time day, if you're really good at kipping but not good at strict work, I might use today to do those ring rows. And you can make ring rows tougher than pull-ups, quite frankly, by just angling your body out, increasing how tough that pull is, all the way to the point that you have your feet up on something, your body's parallel with the ground, and those are challenging ring rows. So I would make today a day that improves your pulling capacity. You know, maybe you're amazing at kipping chest to bar pull-ups, you're just going to blow through this workout, but you know deep down you're not that great at rope climbs. Strict pulling capacity isn't that good. Use it as a day to improve that. Limited equipment option. We're just doing chest to bar pull-ups the whole way through. So 25 chest to bars, 400 meter run, 20 chest to bars, run, 15 chest to bars, run, 10 chest to bars, run, 5 chest to bars, run. And the no equipment option is extremely similar to the limited equipment option, but same rep scheme as well, but instead of chest to bar pull-ups, we're doing V-ups. There's a leg lift crunch needed when you lift your legs up to do the rope climb as well, so we'll get the no equipment option, but as close to that as we can. It's really tough to, if you have no gear whatsoever, to work around what would be a pulling motion for the upper body. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, work that strict work. Pull-ups, strict variety, palms facing you, supinated grip, 3 sets of 8 to 12 repetitions, breaking them up as needed. And then here, you're going to choose one of these three great options. Again, the accessory work is optional to begin with. You don't need to do it. But with this last piece, there's three choices. Pick one. Either, for time, 50 burpee box jump overs, 24 inches for men, 20 for women, that's facing the box, or 50 bar facing burpees, or 50 regular burpees. You can't go wrong. And then cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the calves and foam rolling stretch, the kneeling layback, and the pec laying on your side. That's a great day. That's a great way to close out the week. Thanks to everybody for being a part of the Lynchpin Private Tracks, all of you that make it special. It's not me. And I will see you back here on Monday for more fun and more fitness.